Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Sunday, July 10th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Rausch. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.rausch@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Resolute Forest products will be bought by Domtar and Paper Excellence. Also making headlines this past week, Schweitzer Modia and Neenah Incorporated have completed their merger to become a new company called Mativ. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Sweden, Essity acquires Knix and takes global lead in leak-proof apparel. Health and hygiene company Essity has acquired 80% of the Canadian company Knixwear Incorporated, a leading, that's spelled K-N-I-X, a leading provider of leak-proof apparel for periods in incontinence. The purchase price amounts to $320 million U.S. dollars on a cash and debt-free basis for 80% of the company. Through the acquisition, Essity will become the global market leader within leak-proof apparel, the fastest-growing product segment in the intimate hygiene, which includes feminine care and incontinence products. Leak-proof apparel has an expected annual growth rate of more than 20% for the next 5 years. Essity is already active in the leak-proof apparel market within feminine care with brands such as Libreze, Bodyform, Seba, and TOM Organic, and with incontinence products with the Tina brand. Muggins. Dayline Sweden, Essity acquires Modi Body, a leading leak-proof apparel company. Health and hygiene company Essity has acquired the Australian company Modi Body, that's spelled M-O-D-I-B-O-D-I, a leading leak-proof apparel company in Australia, New Zealand, and the UK. The purchase price amounts to $140 million Australian dollars on a cash and debt-free basis. Through the acquisition, Essity says it will strengthen its position in leak-proof apparel, the fastest-growing product segment in intimate hygiene, which includes feminine care and incontinence products. Then they said quite a bit of the same thing that they just said earlier, and we'll not go repeat that, but Modi Body was founded in 2013 and provides leak-proof apparel for periods and incontinence, including underwear, swimwear, activewear, and maternity wear. The company operates an online direct-to-customer business model with growing sales in retail and through e-tailers. In 2021, the company reported net sales of 56.7 million Australian dollars and a sales growth of 18%. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Again, Dayline Sweden, SCA, and Scania developed the world's first electric timber truck. The world's first electric timber truck with a capacity of 80 metric tons has now been delivered to SCA. The vehicle solution developed by Scania in close collaboration with SCA and the research institute Skogforsk is part of the transition to sustainable transport. Quote, the 80 metric ton battery-powered timber truck shows that even really heavy transport can be electrified. This partnership with SCA is an early show of what is possible, is a clear signal that it is possible to electrify even heavy transport. A change of pace is needed to make Sweden fossil-free in time and meet the goal of the Paris Agreement, says Fredrik Allard, head of e-mobility at Scania. The intention is that the vehicle will transport timber on the stretch between SCA's timber terminal in Gimonas and the paper mill in Obbola outside of Umeå. The new electric timber truck represents another innovative step on the journey towards a fossil-free society and can be driven with a total weight of 64 metric tons on public roads and 80 metric tons on private roads. SCA Obbola's paper mill currently has a virtually fossil-free production process, and the intention of the new vehicle is to reduce the fossil elements in the transport chain of raw material to the mill. The electric timber truck will be test-driven during the summer and continuously studied by the research institute Skogforsk to collect relevant data that can form the basis for comparisons with conventional diesel-powered timber transports. After that, the plan is for it to be included in SCA's regular operations. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexco has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexco at norexco.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back and now back to the news. Dayline Canada, Western Forest Products invests $29 million in its sawmills in British Columbia. Western Forest Products Incorporated announced capital investments totaling approximately $29 million toward its British Columbia operations in Canada. These capital investments represented an increase of $13 million over and above the $16 million of capital investments discussed in the company's first quarter 2022 management's discussion and analysis. Now, specifically, the investment includes $12.3 million for a new continuous kiln at the Saltaire Sawmill in Ladysmith, British Columbia, $7.9 million at the Duke Point facility in Nanaimo, British Columbia, to optimize the centralized planer facility with new equipment, and $8.3 million in other capital investments in the company's British Columbia operations, including new kiln control systems at the Saltaire Sawmill and its value-added division in Clamamias, British Columbia, to increase the supply of kiln drying finished products for customers. Boy, that was a rough story, and I didn't get through it very well. Dateline New York. Fire at Mercer Stendal Pulp Mill. Mercer International provided the following update to its press release of July 1, 2022, regarding a fire which occurred in the woodchip storage area at its Stendal Pulp Mill in Germany. They say currently the fire has been primarily extinguished, but as the customary in such cases, the site will be monitored for hot spots for several more days. The fire did not damage the mill operations, and the damage appears to have been confined to the woodchip storage bunkers and associated conveying systems. The company will, as permitted by site monitoring measures, conduct a more formal detailed assessment of damage and required repairs and develop a restart plan. Until such assessment and plan, there can be no assurance as to when the mill will recommence operations. The company maintains property and business interruption insurance for the Stendal Pulp Mill, and the company expects the property damage and business interruption will be covered by such insurance, subject to customary deductibles and limits. Dayline, Wisconsin. Green Bay Packaging acquires Interstate Packaging. Green Bay Packaging Incorporated this past week announced it has acquired Interstate Packaging Corporation in Albert Lea. The acquisition was effective last Thursday. According to a press release, Interstate Packaging Corporation has an excellent reputation in the marketplace for their experience and ingenuity of manufacturing innovative, high-quality corrugated products. Their Midwest roots provide the team of employees with a strong work ethic, a commitment to quality solutions and customer satisfaction, Green Bay Packaging said. Interstate Packaging's facility in Albert Lea provides service to South Central Minnesota, Southwest Wisconsin, Iowa, and Eastern South Dakota. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papper Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papper Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We are back and now back to the news. Dateline Alpharetta, Georgia. Schweitzer Modine and Neenah Incorporated complete merger to become Mativ. Mativ Holdings Incorporated announced the successful completion of the merger of equals between Schweitzer Modine International Incorporated and Neenah Incorporated, two leading global manufacturers of specialty materials, effective July the 6th of 2022. Mativ has approximately $3 billion in sales, supporting customers in more than 100 countries and manufacturing capabilities on four continents. Now, beginning this past Wednesday, July 6, 2022, the company commenced trading on the New York Stock Exchange at the market open under the new ticker symbol MATV. Again, that's MATV. Now, pursuant to the merger agreement, Neenah shareholders received 1.358 shares of Schweitzer Modine common stock for each share of Neenah common stock owned. Schweitzer Modine shareholders will continue to hold their shares of SWM common stock. All SWM shares are now shares of Mativ common stock. Now here comes a quote from Julie Schertell, the president of and CEO of Mativ, commenting, quote, "I am extremely excited and proud to mark this important milestone in the journey of our two companies with the formation of Mativ. This merger is a unique opportunity to boldly reimagine our future as a stronger and faster-growing global enterprise. As we come together, we see significant near- and long-term value creation opportunities to accelerate growth and amplify margins. With the compelling strategic touchpoints in key market categories, complementary geographies and technologies, increased global scale, and a passionate workforce with deep roots in material science, we are ideally suited to help solve our customers' most critical challenges, which is the foundation of our cultural, commercial, and financial success," end of quote. And Schertell continues, quote, "As we bring the best of these two organizations together, our priorities are centered around supporting our customers, accelerating our growth, delivering the $65 million or more of deal-enabled cost synergies and driving margins and cash flows to support deleveraging and a strong dividend. You know, that's always good. But I digress. Shertel says, we will also continue to execute our strategy, including investments in our fastest-growing and most profitable business units and decisive actions to optimize our portfolio over time. Mativ has tremendous potential, and as we celebrate this new beginning, I want to recognize the efforts of our outstanding employees who work tirelessly every day to push the limits of what is possible. Dateline Canada, Resolute Forest products to be bought by Domtar and Paper Excellence. Canadian Forest Products Company, Resolute Forest Products Incorporated, has agreed to be bought by pulp manufacturer Domtar Corporation in a deal of companies valued at some $2.7 billion, including pension liabilities. Resolute Forest shareholders will receive a $20.50 a share for, well, they will receive $20.50 a share for each Resolute Forest stock they own, marking a premium of about 64% to the stock's closing price this past Tuesday. Now, folks, that would value Resolute Forest products at roughly $1.6 billion. Resolute Forest shareholders will also receive a contingent value right that enables them to share of future softwood lumber duty deposit refunds earned by the combined company. New York Stock Exchange listed shares of Resolute Forest jumped more than 65% in pre-market trading to $20.66 in pre-market trading after the announcement. Now, Domtar, which was bought by the Paper Excellence Group last year, said the deal will help bolster Paper Excellence's expansion into North America. Domtar said it will create a new subsidiary which will merge with Resolute Forest products to execute the transaction. Here's something else interesting. Resolute Forest products will continue to operate under the Resolute name once the deal is complete, kind of like Domtar was. The companies said the current management team will remain in place at the company's headquarters in Montreal. The companies plan to retain Resolute's production locations and current levels of jobs. Resolute Forest Products stockholders are set to vote on the deal at a shareholder meeting in the early fall, the company said. The deal requires approval of a majority of the outstanding shares of Resolute Forest Products. Fairfield Financial Holdings Limited, which owns some 40% of the Resolute Forest Products stock, has agreed to support the deal, the company said. The companies expect the deal to close in the first half of 2023. Dateline Vernon, British Columbia. The Board of Directors of Southeastern Timber Products LLC and STP Talco Partnership are pleased to announce a $150 million U.S. dollar capital investment in the STP Lumber Mill in Ackerman, Mississippi. The partnership is a joint venture between Talco Industries U.S. Limited and STP Holdings LLC. This investment is the next step in an expansion project that will upgrade the mill from 120 MMFBMs to 250 MMFBMs annual capacity. The project will conclude in the first quarter of 2024. Quote, this investment is tremendous news for Choctaw County in Mississippi, said Governor Tate Reeves, who went on to say it further expands the economic strength of this community and solidifies our state as a timber source for the world.
I want to congratulate the entire team at Southeastern Timber Products and greatly look forward to seeing your continued success and growth. End of quote. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.